guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah." صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Once again, I welcome the dear viewers of Madani Channel to our silsila of our role models, that who are our role models, who are our heroes, whom we can look up to and take their seerat and implement it in our lives practically. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have discussed regarding various personalities, and now inshallah ta'ala, today we are talking about a personality who is outstanding. And it is such a personality, when we hear about the personality, our heart starts freshening up. Our iman starts freshening up. Such example of sabr, such example of tolerance, such example of good character, good akhlaq, generosity, such example of having love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such an example of sacrificing in the path of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such an example of striving in the path of deen. None other than Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sibt al-Rasul, Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sibt al-Rasul, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the third sheikh of the silsilah Aliya Qadriya Razaviya Attariya. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the beloved son of Sayyidina Ali and Bibi Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and the most beloved grandson of Aqaid-o-Alam Noor-e-Mujassam Shah-e-Bani-Adam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born on the 5th of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam in the year 4 Hijri. After his birth, his milk mother was Ummul Fadl bint Haritha, the wife of Hazrat Abbas bin Abul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave the azan in his right ear and the takbir, meaning iqamat, in his left ear. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his blessed saliva in the mouth of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and then made dua for him. On the 7th day, he was named Hussain and his aqiqah was made. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha to remove his hair and to give silver in charity equivalent to the weight of the hair, as it had been done for Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as well. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with many titles such as Abu Abdullah, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sibt al-Rasul, Sibt al-Asfar, Rashid, Zaki, Mubarak, and many other titles. So Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this very blessed grandson of Nabi Akhir Zaman sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this great personality of Islam, the son of Hazrat Ali Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Bibi Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, such a great personality, Aqaid-ul-Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is praying azan in his ear. Aqaid-ul-Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying iqamat in his ear. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is bestowing him with his own saliva. And sadaqah of silver is being given out equivalent to the weight of his hair. Just imagine what a blessed family he belongs to. What a blessed relation he has. And alhamdulillah, we are also blessed that he is the third sheikh of our silsila, which is the silsila Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was without doubt a very handsome person. From his chest up to his blessed feet, He was the picture of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Whereas his elder brother, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the image of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam from the chest to the head. So Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam of the upper half of the body, and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam of the rest of the part of the body of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was so handsome and radiant that anyone who saw him was lost in his beauty. His blessed face was so bright that it would even shine in the darkness of night. And why not? He is the grandson of none other than the most beautiful prophet, our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was groomed in the blessed court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was taught by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sher-e Khuda Hazrat Ali Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anha. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu dearly due to his piety and pure heart. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also aware that the time would come when his beloved grandson would save the ummah from destruction at the hands of a corrupt leader. He knew that Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu will uphold the flag of Islam, and that he will steer the great ship of Islam clear from the storm of fitna. And that's what Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. The Waqi'a Karbala, we are all aware of. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed so much for the path of deen. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed his children. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed everything just on the name of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He saved the deen from a very big fitna. And that saved deen, alhamdulillah, has reached us. That time, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu practically demonstrated what is sabr, what is shukr, what is satisfaction on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an owner of absolute excellent character. He had a very beautiful and a very noble character, a very noble heart, a very beautiful nature. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very kind, gentle, generous, merciful and Allah-fearing person. He always cared for the poor and oppressed people. He assisted the helpless. He gave comfort to those in pain and in sorrow. And he showed great love and affection towards orphans. He was the embodiment of the character of his grandfather, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his parents, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Whenever a beggar came to his home, he always cared for him and spoke to him with kind words. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a merciful character, a person with a kind and a soft heart, a person who was the reflection of the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, a person who had the reflection of the seerat of Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, a person who had the reflection of seerat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He always would love others. He always would care about others. Anyone in need, if he came to Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu would always reach to his assistance. Whenever a beggar came to Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved those who were oppressed. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu helped those who were oppressed. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved the orphans. How much do we love the orphans? Those who do not have parents, do we take care of them? Do we talk to them with kindness? Those who are in need, do we help them? Or do we act towards them with kindness? Those who are in trouble, do we try to get rid of the problem? Do we try that we cause some satisfaction to that person? No. But yet, we are the lovers of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We claim to love Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But unfortunately, we do not act upon his seerat. And this is what we are talking about. That what kind of character he had and what kind of character we have. Such a kind heart he had. And unfortunately, we are on the steps of getting a cruel heart. We are on the steps of becoming oppressors of our times. While Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu practically taught us what should be a life of a proper Muslim, what should be a life of those who take the name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There were times where there was only enough food in his home to feed one person. But if a beggar came to his house, he would feed this to the beggar and would remain hungry himself. Subhanallah. This was the shan of the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would sleep hungry, but he would make sure that a needy person does not sleep hungry. He would sacrifice his food for someone else's hunger, and he would feed that person, and he would sacrifice himself. Just look at this great attribute of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But we want to grasp anything we get into hand. We want everything. We unfortunately sometimes forget the difference between haram and halal, because we just want everything. And unfortunately, more than our satisfaction, more than what is required to just feed us, to just clothe us well, and to shelter us well, beyond that we already have, and then we are in search of grasping more and more and more. While those personalities whose names we take, those people would sleep hungry, but make sure that a needy person has eaten. A needy person does not sleep hungry. May Allah Ta'ala grant us barakat from the seerat of such pious personalities. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not bear to see another Muslim go hungry, but he was prepared to sleep without a meal. Once Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had joined some of his visitors to partake in a meal with him. One of his servants brought out a bowl of soup. As he walked into the room, he tripped and dropped the bowl. The bowl fell to the ground and broke, and the soup spilled onto the blessed face of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The servant was very afraid that he had insulted the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by dropping the soup on his face. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked towards him, and he trembled in fear and asked Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu not to be angry. Ya Sayyidi, please don't be angry. I made a mistake. I did not insult you. I did not do anything intentionally. Imam Hussain looked at his face. He is trembling with fear. Then Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied by saying, I have consumed my anger. I will not get angry on you. The servant then spoke about forgiveness, and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have forgiven you. The servant then said, Allah loves those who are kind. And Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the result. A person dropped soup on the face of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that to a slave of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Instead of hitting him, instead of beating him, instead of being cruel, kind towards that slave, and as a result, forgave that slave. Look at this kindness. Now, if we look at ourselves, if something like that or something similar happens to us, someone drops soup on our face, for instance, or he does something else to us, whatever it may be, whatever you may think of, what is our reaction at that moment? We get restless, we get angry, we start scolding, we start shouting, we do all sorts of things, we say all sorts of things. Why? Because we're angry at a certain moment. And this anger is the thing which can lead a person towards Jahannam. This anger, which is useless, which is on the basis of a person's nafs, can in fact lead a person towards Jahannam. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that to learn regarding anger and to work hard to attain the cure of anger is fard upon every Muslim. We have to. Yes, we should get angry when it comes to Sharia, when it comes to the principles of Islam. Your child is not reading Salah. Your child is not doing things which are necessary by Sharia. Yes, we should get angry on that. But when it is regarding our nafs, when it is regarding our own personality, something happens to us, someone did bad to us, at that time, if we do sabr, if we forgive that, Allah Ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah Ta'ala. Once, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, along with such beautiful characteristics, along with being so kind, along with being so loving, along with being so honest, he was also very generous. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu's very beautiful narration. Once a Bedouin presented himself in the darbar of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, I heard your beloved grandfather say that when you are in need of anything, then you should request this from one of four persons, either from a pious Arab, or from a pious master, or from a Hafizul Quran, or from a very graceful person. And O Imam, all these four qualities are found in you. The reason for this is that if the entire Arabia receive piety, is it through your blessed family? And generosity is your beautiful quality. And as for the Quran, then this was revealed in your home. And concerning your gracefulness, then I heard your beloved grandfather say, if you wish to see me, then look at Hassan and Hussein. So look at the shan of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The people loved him so much. People cared about him so much. And then Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu listened to his words and then said, I heard my beloved grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, piety is according to one's knowledge. I will thus ask you religious questions. And I have with me in this case, if you answer one question, I shall give you 1/3 of what is in this bag. If you answer two, then I shall give you half of what is in this bag. And if you answer all the questions, then I shall give you the entire bag. The Bedouin was very pleased and requested Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to present the question that, Ya Sayyidi, please ask me, what do you want to ask? And what are those questions because of which on one question you will give me 1/3, on two questions you will give me half, and if I answer three questions, you will give me the entire bag. What are those three questions? You can please ask me. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, which action is the most exalted amongst all actions? The Bedouin answered, to bring faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked, what protects a servant from destruction? He answered, in having complete trust, in having complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked, what is that through which a servant attains his splendor? He answered, by knowledge which is accomplished with good deeds. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and what if he does not have such wealth? He said, he should be patient in his poverty. The Imam said, and what if someone is not in such poverty where he is patient? He said, then he should be struck by a bolt of lightning. On hearing these answers, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiled and gave him the entire bag. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was pleased to listen to those answers. But what was his benefit in getting those answers? Didn't Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu know them from before? Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu of course knew them. That's why he asked. He was testing that Bedouin. And as a prize, he gifted the entire bag to that Bedouin. So look at the generosity of our beloved Imam. Imam, Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No one can ever doubt the patience and the tolerance of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, he is the ocean of patience and ocean of tolerance. He is the best example of sabr and the best example of shukr. The fact is that his martyrdom had been foretold by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that even though he was aware of this, he still made sabr. He waited for the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take its course. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also blessed with bravery from his family, being the son of Asadullah, the lion of Allah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His bravery was obvious. He showed his bravery and fearlessness so many occasions, particularly during the battle of Karbala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu so dearly. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, once I presented myself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking on his knees, carrying Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu on his back. While seeing this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that your mode of transport is so splendid. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu that your transport is so awesome, it's so amazing. On hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, yes, the ride, the transport is very good. is amazing. But look at the rider as well. He is also amazing. By this we see what great shan Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Such great honor, such great respect, such a great family, a noble lineage, yet so calm, yet so humble. He had all the resources if he wanted. If he wanted, he could get anything. If he wanted, he could get the entire wealth of the universe. But he did not desire that. In fact, he already knew that he will be in the battlefield of Karbala. He knew all that. Even Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knew all that. But they all practiced sabr. They all practiced shukr. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu's story of Karbala. When he went to Karbala, and whatever happened there, the sacrifices he went through, the trials he went through, the journey he undertook, his family is there. The children are there. All such situations, tough situations, but yet he did not leave sabr. He always practiced sabr. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, the viewers of Madani channel, from the seerat of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we should try and practice upon sabr like he did. We should try and practice upon shukr. Because sometimes what happens is, when we are in trials, when we are in problems, when we are in calamities, we forget about shukr. We forget about sabr. We start proclaiming such things, we start saying such things which are inappropriate. And as a result, we lose the thawab which we were supposed to get if we did sabr at the very first instance. This is what we should practice. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu has practically taught us by sacrificing his family for deen, by sacrificing his time for deen. We cannot sacrifice our time for deen. Can't we sacrifice our time for deen? Can't we sacrifice the time of our children for deen? Can't we sacrifice our time to strive to spread the message of Islam? Can't we do all that? We have to do that. We are Muslims. We are the lovers of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we have to do that. And this will be taught to you by Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami gives you the chances of practicing to strive to spread the message of Islam by the means of Madani Qafila, by the means of Madani In'amat, by the means of so many resources and so many departments. Join Dawat-e-Islami. Then you will understand what Dawat-e-Islami is. You will understand that Dawat-e-Islami is the reflection of the biographies of our ancestors. This is Dawat-e-Islami. Join Dawat-e-Islami. There you will learn what the lifestyle of our true role models were. And inshallah, Dawat-e-Islami is the one which will help you to act upon those footsteps. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that we remain steadfast in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and we are successful in following the footsteps of our pious ancestors. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib. Sallallahu Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those